I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. COVID-19 has returned to Wuhan, China. This city became the first to see a large COVID-19 outbreak back in late 2019. In response to the current situation, the city will test all 10 million residents for the Delta variant. Now, Wuhan has locked down neighborhoods with the most cases and even closed the airport. This reflects China's zero-tolerance policy toward COVID-19. It's kept the cases in China low since the beginning of the pandemic. But it also means China partner staff still can't travel to the country. Eric Berkland says some churches have also had to close.
And yet we are regularly in communication with them, and they seem to be encouraged. They are committed to the call that God has given them to minister.
In other parts of China with low COVID-19 cases, says Berkland, churches remain open. But no matter the restrictions, ask God to give Chinese believers wisdom as they proclaim the good news of Jesus. And Mission Cry has a noble purpose, collecting gently used Bibles and books in the United States and then shipping them to believers overseas who have none. So what about believers who desperately need resources like these but don't know English? President Jason Wolford says Mission Cry created the Christ Spanish Bible to meet an increasing need for Spanish materials. They completed the production just in time. Believers in Guadalajara, Mexico wanted 25,000 copies, and the requests keep pouring in. Help Mission Cry send more Spanish Bibles to believers in Mexico at missionnews.org.
Those of you that are listening, whatever you're going through, you know that the Word is the only thing that doesn't return void. As a believer, you go straight to the Word because you know it's the only thing that you have. And there's people around the world that don't have that, and you can give it to them for $2.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.